Sports presents high school basketball.
Phoenix will get the inbounds. They get to the free throw line here for Beavers. Beavers finds a backdoor cut. That's Fisher. And Fisher's going to lay it up and in. Nice little backdoor cut. And Addie Fisher is able to just lay that one in.
Tonight, the postseason continues in the girls' D19 sub-district semifinals at Kearney Catholic. Game 1 features top seed Overton taking on Axtell, with Game 2 featuring Wilcox Hildreth in Elm Creek. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Shelby Brown on the run, kicks on the right side. There's Jonak open for the jumper. It's up and good. She drains the three. And the lead back out to four here for Elm Creek.
It's an all-four Kearney Conference sub-district with Overton trying to emerge, just as they did in this month's conference tournament. It's the girls' D19 semifinals coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. We already have one contestant already in line for the finals of the sub-district being played here at Kearney Catholic, the D19. That'll be Overton, and they'll take on one of their conference rivals, either Wilcox Hildreth or Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth comes in as the number two seed. They are 15-4 on the year, and Elm Creek, the three seed, they are 14-7. Being conference rivals, they have hooked up earlier this year in a game being played at Wilcox Hildreth back in mid-January. Wilcox Hildreth with a 42-39 win. And so they'll be, we anticipate on a neutral court, a very tight ball game here between the Falcons and the Buffaloes. And again, everything you want to do all season long is on the line here, as they'll put all the cards on the table. Winner advances to take on Overton on Thursday, and the loser's season will be done. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back to the starters right after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
And welcome back here. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Wilcox Hildreth. They are the two seed, but because of how the brackets are drawn, they actually will be the visiting team here today. And so the starting lineup for the Falcons at 15-4 will be Emily Poole. Poole is a 5'6 junior. She's averaging 3.4 points per ball game. Rachel Earhart, 5'8 and a senior, is averaging 12.2 points per contest. Alexandra Wojciechowski is a 5'5 sophomore, and Wojciechowski is averaging 3.6 points a ball game. Riley Jenkins, 5'7 and a junior, she's averaging 6.6 points. Jessica Harms, 5'10 and a senior, averages 10.3 points per ball game for head coach Dave Moracek. Now for Elm Creek, 14-7. They actually will be the home team tonight. They'll be wearing their home white uniforms. And Hannah Robbins, a 5'4 sophomore, will make the start. She's averaging about 3 points a game. Shelby Brown, 5'9 and a senior. Brown is averaging 12.7 points. Mackenzie Dale, 5'5 and just a freshman, is averaging 8.5 points a game. Cassie Sutherland, 5'5 and a senior, averages 7.7. And Corinne Jonak, 5'6 and a senior. Jonak is averaging 7.9 points a ball game for head coach Mike Ford. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank. A very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches, Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll be back with a tip between the Falcons and the Buffaloes. We come back to Kearney Catholic right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. And the starters have been announced for both of these two teams. And again, it was a tight game played at Wilcox Hildreth back on January the 11th. 42-39 was the final. And we'll be back with a tip right after this.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back. As a reminder for you that the winner of this game will be taking on Overton as they advance to the sub-district finals on Thursday, 47-43, ending the season for Axtell. Of course, we'll have that game for you right here on ESPN. We're all set and ready to go. Elm Creek will control the opening. No, it's Falcons who actually come away with the opening tip. And across the timeline with it is going to be Alexandria Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski helps working on the baseline. Driving there is going to be Earhart. Earhart's shot is a little bit short. Coming down with it is Shelby Brown. And Brown will kick it up ahead here for Cassie Sutherland. Randy Bushcutter, Jeff Babel here with you from Kearney Catholic. Jeff doing all the stats. Says the one stat is going to be, well, it's not a turnover because it's going to be a kick on the Falcons as the ball goes out of bounds on that left side. And so to inbound the basketball for Elm Creek will be Sutherland. And Sutherland will get it in the lane. That's a great look, and the bucket's going to be up and in for Shelby Brown. No, it fell out. From my vantage point, it looked to me like it went in, and it just rimmed out of there. And the loose ball then is picked up by Sutherland. Sutherland pulls down the rebound, has it tied up, so Elm Creek will maintain possession. I don't know how that ball came out of there. Driving here is Deo off the inbounds. She has her shot blocked by Jessica Harms, and picking up a loose ball is going to be Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski will bring it in the offensive zone. Now the kick into the left side here for Harms. And they'll get it back out for Jenkins. Jenkins pass inside up again for Harms. Harms lost the ball. And nice little save there by Deo, who going out of bounds was able to just kind of bounce it out to Sutherland. Sutherland helps bring in the offensive zone. Gives it now for Robbins. Robbins works it to the inside. And that's going to be another held ball. And that time it will be Falcons ball. So that'll be a turnover on Elm Creek. And our first substitution of the game comes from the Buffaloes as Shelby Ferguson is going to check into the ball game. Talked to both coaches before the game. Both of them were pretty happy with the health of their team. Nobody's fighting any colds or flus or any of that stuff. So with the season on the line, both teams 100% here. Emily Poole on that left side will pull up for the jumper, top of the key. It's no good, and it's off the hands of the Buffaloes. So Falcons to inbound. Kearney Catholic leads Centura 16-10 at the end of one quarter. They're playing across town at the C1 sub-district being played at Kearney High. On the inbounds, Harms who puts up the jumper. Back of the iron had a nice look at it, but the back of the iron no good, and Ferguson pulls down the rebound. So the rim's not being friendly to either team here. Pass in the lane, knocked down. Falcons tying it up, coming down with the loose ball is Jenkins. Jenkins went on the ground, was able to pass it up ahead here for Earhart, but Earhart facing a triple team, took an extra step, so Wilcox Elder turns the ball over. So the basketball has been very difficult to really possess and do much with it here in the early stages. Both teams just still trying to get some sort of offensive rhythm going. Elm Creek has it. Robbins with the dribble gives it between the circles here for Ferguson. Ferguson picks up the dribble. Top of the circle here for Deo. The freshman will kick left side. Brown's going to penetrate. Brown off of the screen, takes it all the way to the baseline, kicks it out for Deo, and Deo will fire a long two. Had both toes on the, both feet, rather, on the three-point arc on the right side. So 2 points here for Elm Creek as they've got the lead, and trying to step into a long jumper here is going to be Earhart. Earhart on that left wing, no good. Rebound taken out by Deo, and here comes Elm Creek. And Shelby Ferguson will just slow it down, give it off for Sutherland. She'll kick here on the left side for Deo. Deo, top of the circle, Ferguson. Ferguson takes it down to the baseline, and she lost the ball, but it was knocked out of her hands by Riley Jenkins. So the Buffaloes will inbound on the far baseline at Sutherland to toss. And she looks to the inside. Nothing happening there, so the Robbins will fire a three. It's a little bit strong. She gets her own rebound. Pass on the inside is a little bit too high for Brown, and it goes out of bounds. Well, Robbins hit the back of the iron there, was able to track down that ball, and so she comes up with the offensive rebound, but she wasn't able to make the connection down low, and that'll be a turnover on Elm Creek after the missed three. Backdoor cut. Emily Poole is open. Her layup is no good. It was a great pass from Bujaheski, and now on the baseline is Earhart. Earhart gets it in the lane and gets it to Jessica Harms, who will score at point-blank range. Well, the ball was on the baseline. When they gave it to Harms, she was facing the basket, and at 5'10", she went up strong with it, and we're tied at two. On the right side, turnaround jumper here for Deo on the baseline, no good. High for the rebound is Ferguson. Ferguson drives the lane. Nobody stopped her. Shot it a little bit too strong. Saving it here is going to be Deo, but into the hands of Emily Poole. So Wilcox-Hildreth, after giving up the offensive rebound, finally snags it for themselves, and Poole will kick left side for Harms. Harms thought about the three. Now she's picked up by Robbins, and she'll give it between the circle here for Poole. Poole with 4.5 to go gives left side for Wojciechowski. And now penetration here by Earhart, but we're going to have a block that's called on Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland knocked down Earhart, but then Sutherland kind enough to help pick her up after she picks up her first foul. Team's first. Well, first foul against either team, for that matter. And Wojciechowski will get the ball, and she's directing traffic, facing some pressure from Sutherland. Top of the circle, Jenkins gives it off right side. Poole open on that right wing. Her long jumper is no good, and Hannah Robbins pulls down the rebound, but a little stutter step to get started, so she turned it over as well. So Falcons will keep possession here, as Elm Creek can't even get across the timeline after they pulled down the defensive rebound. And it looks to me like they're going to go, well, that's man-to-man. And with the dribble here is going to be Harms. Harms gives it right side for Poole. Poole gives it top of the circle here for Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski kicks left side for Earhart. Wojciechowski left side, long two, a little bit strong, long rebound, tracked down by a hustling Rachel Earhart. Earhart then lost the basketball into the hands of Shelby Brown, and Brown is on the run here for the Buffaloes. She'll kick it right side for Deo. Deo on the baseline, shot no good. Offensive rebound, tipped but bouncing around, and it is good. And I think coming up with the ball there was Brown. It was either Brown or Deo. They both are up high trying to get the ball. I got it being Brown, who scores the bucket, and it's now 4-2. Wojciechowski has the ball knocked out of her hands there by Robbins, but good hustle there by Wojciechowski. On the baseline, Sutherland putting some defense on as the pass goes through the hands of Wojciechowski and out of bounds. They got it to Harms, and then Harms was collapsed on. She made a nice little pass out, but Wojciechowski thought maybe they were going to shoot it. She was crashing the boards, and it went through her hands, and that'll be a turnover here on Wilcox-Eldred. So 4-2, Elm Creek with the lead over Wilcox-Eldred. Pass on the left side. Shelby Brown had it knocked away, and it's stolen away. Coming up with it is Jenkins. Jenkins will drive. Jenkins took a double dribble. That was forced by some pressure by Hannah Robbins, who came back on defense and kind of pinned it to the leg of the Falcon, and so an extra step. So nice defense by Robbins, and Robbins now will get it inbounded to her. Gives it to Sutherland. Now on that right side, it's Ferguson. Now they skip it out over here for Robbins. Robbins across the timeline. Gives it top of the circle here for Brown. Brown's looking to the inside, working against some pressure here by Earhart. And on the baseline, Brown's shot is blocked, but she is also hit on the body. And so that'll be a foul on Wilcox-Hildreth, and that'll be on Alexa Heinrichs, the 5'7 junior. So two free throws coming up. And it is up and good for Heinrichs, her first foul, team's first foul, and Shelby Brown is shooting two. Brown averages about 12.7 points per ball game. Misses the free throw here, though, and rebounded out of there by Riley Jenkins. So Jenkins will kick it up ahead for Emily Bergstrom. Bergstrom on that far sideline gives it to Heinrichs. Heinrichs' pass is going to be knocked away by Mackenzie Deo and out of bounds. So Falcons will inbound it, but first a timeout. 30-second timeout being taken by Elm Creek. They lead it 5-2 with 2:19 to go in the first quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here. Don't forget that coverage of the C1 sub-district over at Kearney High going on right now on our sister station. Class gets 98.9. Kearney Catholic right now leading Centura 16-10 at the end of the first quarter at last report. And we've got a double dribble on the Falcons. They inbounded it in the corner over there and just couldn't get started as they end up double dribbling with it. So Robbins will get the inbounds and hands off here for Sutherland. Sutherland kicks left side for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson will pick up the dribble, pass in the lane. Nice catch in there for Shelby Brown. I didn't think she could come up with that. And she's able to get it out for Ferguson. Ferguson back out for Robbins. Robbins works around the perimeter for Deo. Deo, pass knocked right back into her face. Good hands there by Jessica Harms with those long arms. Now they get it inside for Robbins, and Robbins will score. Well, they kept trying to get it in there through a passing lane. They finally got into Robbins, and Robbins lays it up and in. It's now 7-2 Elm Creek. They lead it by five here, and that's much to the approval of Mike Ford for Elm Creek. Left side, Alexa Heinrichs steps through a double team. We'll lob it down low. Nice catch in there for Harms. Harms being picked up defensively by Brown. And we got another double dribble by Wilcox-Eldred. And pretty even in terms of turnovers here, as it's six turnovers to Wilcox-Eldred, five for Elm Creek. And it's 7-2 on our scoreboard. 5-point lead for the Buffaloes, and they've got the basketball across the timeline with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. Brown's got it, will drive the baseline, and she loses the ball. And now we're even in terms of turnovers as she just lost it. Beginning the idea of maybe backing in a little bit, and as she was starting to spin, she just lost the ball. Emily Bergstrom across the timeline gives it to Poole. Poole on the dribble is picked up by Robbins, and they're weaving around here. Jenkins has it. Gives it to Earhart. Earhart's going to fire a long three. Front of the rim, no good. Pulling down the rebound is Ferguson for Elm Creek, and she'll dribble to an open area, and now facing no pressure, she'll bring it across the timeline. And she carried it. An unforced error. Elm Creek, Sage Martin going to check into the ball game. So Martin is checking in. And now 40 seconds to go before the end of the first quarter. Bergstrom will give it off on the right side. That's Poole. She'll kick it top of the circle here for Jenkins. A little drive here by Harms. Harms in the lane, gets the bucket and the foul. Is able to go in there strong, banked it in, and Harms at 5'10 does such a nice job of keeping the ball up high so she doesn't make herself shorter, makes herself short, stays tall at 5'10. The free throw on Brown is her first, and the free throw is no good, but an offensive rebound. Snagging the bound is Jenkins. Jenkins passed to the inside, and we've got a foul. Coming up with the ball again is going to be Harms, and Harms again will go to the free throw line. So after the offensive rebound, another foul. This one is whistled on Sage Martin. And two more free throws are coming up here for Harms. Harms free throw, back of the iron, no good. She is a 54% free throw shooter on the season. And if she makes the free throw here, Cameron Preston will come in for her. They blew the horn, but she's coming in for the shooter. And the second free throw, back of the iron, no good. Rebound goes into the corner. And now into the game is going to be Preston. For Elm Creek, Corinne Jonak checking back into the game. 25.1 to go. And Elm Creek will send Hannah Robbins back out there. Falcons inbounding here. They still have possession of the ball. It seems like they've had the ball here for the last minute, minute and a half. They get it for Bergstrom. Bergstrom gives it left side for Earhart. Earhart kicks over here for Poole. Poole fires a three, no good. Another offensive rebound. Shot won't fall for Preston. And finally coming up with it here is going to be Jonak. 10 seconds left. Across the timeline, Brown. Brown gives it back out. Here's a three-pointer for Jonak, who trails on it. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be off the hands of Hannah Robbins. Robbins saved it, but she went out of bounds before she touched the ball past the baseline. And the Falcons are going to make a couple of substitutions here. Haley Beeson, Alexa Heinrichs, and Charlene Corral all checking in here for the Falcons with 3.5 to go before the end of the first quarter. It is 7-4, Elm Creek with a 3-point lead. Falcons will have the basketball. They give it for Bergstrom, back out to Corral, and she walked with it. She was trying to get off a long three-quarter court shot, and as she was trying to get all set up, took an extra step, and she turned it over with 0.6 to go, and that actually is going to give Elm Creek a little time to do something. They can make something happen here with 0.6. Inbounding on their end of the court near midcourt. Shelby Brown will get it in for Sutherland, and she didn't get the shot off in time, and that'll do it. So one quarter's in the books. Wilcox-Hildreth is trailing Elm Creek. The Buffaloes with a 7-4 lead. We'll head to the second quarter right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here. 7-4, our score after one quarter. Elm Creek with a three-point lead. They also have the basketball as they inbound it here for Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland looking at man-to-man. We'll give it off on the right side here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins picks up there defensively by Wojciechowski, and she gave it away, gets it back, gets it in the lane here for Deo. Deo's pass is on the ground. Shelby Brown trying to pick it up. It's going to be a hell ball, and now the Falcons will have possession of it. So turnover on Elm Creek on their first possession to start the second quarter. Neither team really lighting it up offensively. It's 7-4 after one quarter. And trying to make something happen is Alexandra Wojciechowski. She'll kick left side for Earhart. Long two, no good. Rebounded by Deo. Deo will give it to Sutherland. And we'll see if Elm Creek can do anything here with the secondary break. Nope, they're going to set it up in the half-court offense. Driving is going to be Sutherland. She'll get it off here for Deo. Deo will drain a long two. She had her toes on the line, and she made it from the left side of the top of the circle. So pass out here for Earhart. Earhart lobs it in. Going to be knocked loose by Brown. Stolen away. Coming up with it is Sutherland. So a turnover, and they'll give it right side for Robbins. Robbins gives it off here for Jonak. Pass through the lane. Is just kind of lost, I think, and that'll be a turnover on Elm Creek. Wilcox Hildreth, though, is going to call timeout. They've got the ball trailing at 9-4 with 6:56 to go here in the second quarter. Timeout Wilcox Elders brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. Overton still here in attendance, watching to see what is going to happen here between a couple of conference rivals, Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. Overton has already advanced to the sub-district finals, which will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday right here on ESPN Radio. We know Overton will be there. We're not sure if it'll be Wilcox Hildreth or Elm Creek. Right now, Elm Creek has a 9-4 lead, just a scant under seven minutes to go here in quarter number two. And the Falcons make a bad pass, stolen away. Coming up with it is Robbins. Robbins works it up ahead here for Deo, and Deo is fouled. I think they're going to say it was before she was putting up the shot. And in fact, she was bumped, so she really couldn't come up with the ball. And she was hit by Alexandra Wojciechowski. And for Wojciechowski, that'll be her first, but that'll be a turnover on the Falcons. And they get it into the hands of Deo, do the Buffaloes. They'll give it back out. Thinking about the three with Sutherland. She'll give it off to Deo. She'll pull up a 15-foot jumper. It's no good. And running out of room there, trying to rebound the ball, is going to be Wojciechowski. And so it'll be off of her. That'll be a team rebound, actually, for Elm Creek. And they'll inbound on that far sideline. Robbins tossing it in. And I'll tell you what, they bunch up on this little line inbounds play. And they'll give it off right side for Robbins. Robbins, her three, no good. Rebounded by Deo. And Deo will give it off for Jonak. Jonak out for Sutherland, who gives it right side for Robbins. Robbins won it. Gives it back out here for Sutherland. She'll shoot a three. And she hits the three. Literally a set shot. And it's now 12-4, an eight-point lead here for Elm Creek. Falcons bring across the timeline. Emily Poole, right across that line, picks up the dribble, gives it for Jenkins. Jenkins on the right wing, picked up by Deo, but a nice little cutback here by Jenkins, and Jenkins found a little seam, well, laid up on that right hand, and it's up and good. Wilcox Hildreth needed a bucket, and they certainly got it there. Nice drive by Jenkins as she went in with that dominant hand. Robbins is being picked up by Wojciechowski, and her pass on that right side goes out of bounds. I don't think it was touched by a Falcon, neither do the officials, and that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. Shelby Ferguson checking back in here for the Buffs. And she'll come in for Robbins. 12-6. Right now, Elm Creek has Wilcox Hill that's doubled up. And they'll inbound the ball here for Poole. Poole being double-teamed, has her pass intercepted. Coming up with the steal is Deo. Deo gets it inside for Ferguson. Ferguson takes it off glass and scores. I don't know which is better, the steal by Deo or the pass, but both of them were pretty special, and Shelby Ferguson is able to capitalize off the turnover. And the outlet pass going to be stolen away by Deo. Deo finds Ferguson again, and this time Ferguson on the way to the basket is fouled. And Dave Miracek just kind of hand on his head. And I think he's going to ask for a timeout, and that's exactly what he's going to get. 5:26 to go, second quarter. Timeout Falcons. They trail it 14-6 as they're trailing here in the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Timeout Falcons will take it with them. We're back after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
Well, a couple of timeouts taken here by the Falcons to try to figure out this Elm Creek press. And so they've used two full timeouts. Here, Wilcox Hildreth gets it to Earhart. Earhart is able to split the defense. Her pass on that left wing is going to be knocked out of bounds by Shelby Brown. So the Falcons will set up shop on the far sideline as they do have it in the offensive zone. And her inbounded again is going to be Earhart. Has no problem giving it to Wojciechowski. Empty pass on the baseline. There's Harms. Harms reverse layup. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Brown, and she had it for Elm Creek, but then tied up there by Harms. It'll be a jump ball, and it belongs to Elm Creek. Right now, Kearney Catholic leading at 32-20 at halftime. And Centura, reports have it, playing even better than that. But they're down by a dozen. With the ball is Jonak. She'll give it top of the circle here for Robbins. Robbins over for Ferguson. Entry pass inside for Brown. Brown will shoot over the top of the defense and score. Averaging about 13 a game as a post player. You know Shelby Brown can shoot in tight spaces, and she did it right there. She's got five in the game, and it's 16-6. A little penetration here by Earhart. She'll kick it out. Now Poole on the baseline. She has, a pass knocked down by Shelby Brown, and the ball is picked up by Ferguson. That's either a turnover or a rebound for Elm Creek. I'm not sure which one. Pass on the inside. That's going to be intercepted by Earhart. So here comes the Falcons. Earhart down the sideline. Weaves in the lane. Kicks it out. Wojciechowski, 15-foot jumper is good for Wojciechowski as she makes it now 16-8. 4:05 to go here, second quarter. Directing traffic is Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson gives it between the circles here for Hannah Robbins. Robbins, nice pass in the lane here for Sutherland. Sutherland gives it off to the cutter, Ferguson. Ferguson's jumper is no good. A little bit strong, and Harms pulls down the rebound for Wilcox Hildreth. Harms brings in the offensive zone, spins against some pressure by Robbins, and they'll kick it in the corner for Jenkins. Jenkins finds a cutter. That's Harms, and Harms will lay it up and in. They threw it in the corner. Harms cut in, got the pass. One dribble, lays it up and in. That was a pretty play there for Wilcox Hildreth. Not a set play. It certainly was an awfully good-looking ad-lib. Jonak will give it off right side for Sutherland. Sutherland hands it back off here for Robbins. Robbins gives it to Brown, who moves through. She'll make a little V-cut with the ball in her hand. 15-foot jumper, no good. Harms pulls down the rebound. Long pass now by Harms. Up ahead is Jenkins, and Jenkins had a little trouble with the catch. Took an extra step, and Wilcox Hildreth turns it over. Deo and Martin checking in here for Elm Creek. And Wilcox Hildreth makes some changes, too, as Bergstrom comes in. Heinrichs also into the ballgame. And Haley Beeson. So Sutherland facing a little pressure. We'll give it off right side for Robbins. Pass up ahead. And a bounce pass there by Martin. Martin will try to get the ball back to the inside. They try to pass it back to her. It's going to be knocked down, and the Falcons will fall on it and tie up the ball. So Earhart was able to tie it up. Possession arrow pointing to Wilcox Hildreth and the Falcons in those familiar black uniforms with the white numbers, a little bit of silver on there as well. Will help bring it up court. Pass down low, going to be deflected. They're trying to get it to Beeson as they threw it from post to post. And a nice little dump pass by Jessica Harms, but pretty good hands there by Sage Martin to knock it loose. Falcons will inbound on the baseline. That's Earhart to trigger it in. And she'll throw it in the corner for Harms. Harms, long baseline jumper, no good. And tracking down the rebound is Bergstrom. Bergstrom actually had to save it back in, and Cameron Preston couldn't come up with the ball as it's going to be a held ball, and the arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. 2:35 to go, second quarter. Back into the game for Elm Creek, going to be Shelby Brown. Both teams only committing three fouls to this point, so nobody really in any foul trouble. They've spread that out enough that nobody's in foul trouble. And Ferguson facing some pressure. Now snap pass to Brown. Brown, nice pass down low to Sage Martin. And then Martin has it tied up. Good defensive play by Rachel Earhart to tie up things. And that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. Possession arrow pointing to the Falcons. And they'll face full court pressure. 16-10, 2:24 to go here in the second quarter. Dribbling against the pressure is Earhart. Earhart has it stolen away. With the steal is Dale. Dale, left-handed layup, too strong. Offensive rebound, shot off glass, no good. Another rebound in underneath, and that one will fall for Cassie Sutherland. So Sutherland pulls down that second offensive rebound, and she hits the shot. Now here's Bergstrom passing it up ahead. Layup by Preston, rolls around and is in. It hung on the rim, and that passed to Preston, and Preston takes it off glass, gets the bucket. So a score in transition, and we're going to have a reach. It's going to be called here on the Falcons. And that will be on number 40, Cameron Preston. The 5'8 sophomore commits her first foul. Only four as a team here against the Falcons. Minute 50 to go. 18-12 here in the second quarter. Triggering it in is going to be Sydney Martin, who comes in for the first time. Sydney Martin will get it for Cassie Sutherland. Sutherland for Shelby Ferguson. And the pass a little bit off the mark, but Shelby Brown tries to keep it alive. Can't. It's stolen away. Jenkins comes up with it, and she'll give the basketball to Haley Beeson. Beeson gives it right side. There's Bergstrom. Her long three, no good. Rebound by Robbins. Robbins has it stolen away. Good work there by Harms. They want to get back into Harms. She was wide open. They couldn't find her. And now they give it back out here for Jenkins. Jenkins jumper no good. Tracking down the rebound, but then falling down is Wilcox Hildreth. But they're going to say it was last touched by Sydney Martin. The official right on top of it. Explaining the call to the players on both teams. And the Falcons will inbound. Haley Beeson will throw it in on the baseline in the corner. And Beeson will just get it top of the circle. Around the perimeter we go. Bergstrom has it, looking at some zone pressure put on by Ferguson. And they'll get it off top of the circle here. Penetration for Harms. Little runner in the lane there trying to pass. It's a little bit too far. Jenkins tried to save it, but she stepped on the baseline before she saved it.
16 turnovers apiece for Elm Creek and Wilcox Hildreth. Wilcox not shooting very well right now, 6-24 from the field. Their baskets have been when they've been attacking the basketball, when they've been settling for their shots, Randy, they haven't been making them.
Well, and again, 16 turnovers. You're just not getting enough shots up. Both teams turning the ball over more than one a minute, and both teams are doing it. Sutherland on the dribble will give it top of the circle for Ferguson. Ferguson kicks in the corner, open for the jumper is Deo. That's no good. Rebound now kicked out to Deo. Deo jumper from 15. No good. It goes out of bounds. That was a nice rebound by Ferguson, who got it out to Deo. They couldn't hit the shot, but now it's off the hands of Wilcox Hildreth. So Elm Creek will inbound it. Sutherland to toss it in with 43 seconds to go before halftime. And Sutherland looking to inbound it, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It's off the Falcons, And still out of bounds, catching the ball as Cassie Sutherland couldn't help it. It came right back at her. She grabbed it, and she was out of bounds. Had she not touched it after she inbounded it, it still would have been Elm Creek ball. So that'll be an Elm Creek turnover. And the Falcons will inbound it, facing some full court pressure. Bergstrom, she lost the ball, and it was knocked out of her hands by Cassie Sutherland. So Coach Moracek likes the call. It happened right in front of him. I mean, right in front of him. And Riley Jenkins will inbound the ball here for Haley Beeson. Beeson off of the screen, takes it down the sideline. As in the offensive zone, a 3-on-2. She lost the basketball. Sutherland comes up with it. And now here comes Elm Creek after the turnover. On the bounce is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson stops at the elbow. We'll pass it back out for Sutherland, who gives it for Robbins. 20 seconds to go. Ball fake on the right side, Sutherland. She'll get it off here as Ferguson will penetrate, and she dribbled all the way to the baseline and stepped on the baseline. Falcons will make some substitutions. Earhart, Poole, and Wojciechowski. Three starters checking back in here for Wilcox-Hildreth for the final 15.5. They trail it 18-12. And the Falcons slap the ball to inbound it. Earhart gives it to Wojciechowski, back to Earhart. Earhart nearly carried it, facing some pressure there by Sutherland, but she's able to get it off for Poole. Poole kicks it out, 4 seconds left with his Jenkins. Jenkins kicks the left side. Wojciechowski, a running jumper on that left wing, is a little bit short, and that will do it for the first half. Halftime score, it's Wilcox-Hildreth 18, Elm Creek 18, Wilcox-Hildreth down 18-12 as both teams head to the locker room. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the halftime numbers when we come back right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to Kearney Catholic alongside Randy Bushcutter. I'm Jeff Babel. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. We take trash daily from your home to the farm to your business. We remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Elm Creek on top of Wilcox-Hildreth. Right now 18-12 on your scoreboard. We'll see how the Buffaloes got that number. They finished 8 of 22. Field goal wise, they were 7 of 18 from 2-point field goal. They shot the ball 4 times from 3 points. And made one. They get to the free throw line twice and made one as well. Rebounding wise, I had them for 17, and 7 of which came via the offensive rebound. And they did turn the ball over 18 times, so turnovers were an issue for both teams. And it looks like if we go to the individual stats, the Elm Creek girls were led there by a couple players. Shelby Brown with 5 and Cassie Sutherland with 5. Mackenzie Dea with 4 and Hannah Robbins with 2. Shelby Ferguson with 2 as well. Rebounding wise, Cassie Sutherland and Shelby Ferguson with 4. Shelby Brown with 3. Hannah Robbins with 3. And Mackenzie Dea with 2. And if we look for Wilcox-Hildreth, they finished with 12 points, shot 6 of 25 from the field, including 6 of 22 from 2 points, 0 of 3 from the 3-point arc, 0 of 3 from the free throw line. They did have 8 rebounds, 3 of them offensively, and turned the ball over 17 times on my account. And individually for the Falcons, they were led by Jessica Harm. She had six, and then a couple of points for Alexandra Wojciechowski and Riley Jenkins and Cameron Peterson. Rebounding stats, two apiece for Jessica Harms and Riley Jenkins, and one rebound for Wojciechowski, Preston, and Earhart for the Falcons. So the difference is six on the scoreboard. Basically, the difference is an extra two-point field goal, three-point field goal, and free throw for the Buffaloes. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Show. Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the foam, from your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. We're going to take another break. We'll have an interview coming up next.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. We're at the D19 Girls Sub-District. The winner of Wilcox-Hildreth and Elm Creek will be taking on Overton. Right now, it's Elm Creek with an 18-12 lead here at intermission. Kind enough to talk to us about tonight's game as well as Thursday's game is Overton head coach Chelsea Losey. And, Coach, appreciate the time.
Yeah, no problem.
And we kind of were mentioning before we got on the air that there were was a time or two that you guys were a little nervous tonight.
Oh, yeah. This was a nerve-wracking game. There wasn't 1 second in that game that I was breathing lightly.
I think there was a couple times that you were able to build a 10-point lead, but Axtell always was able to make a run at you. In fact, took the lead in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, we came out the second half, and we had a game plan. We wanted to press. We had rested enough. We wanted to press them, see if we could get a lead a little bit. And we did. We got up 10 points, thankfully, finally, in the third quarter there for a little bit. But they never give up. They came back. They caused a lot of turnovers at our end of the ball. And then they got a lot of fast breaks, which got them back into the game.
And they were really working hard to take Kinsey Enix away from you. And I thought she did a nice job of still staying within her game and not kind of forcing anything.
Yeah, we've been working on that a lot. We're used to box and one. We're used to triangle and two. We're used to all of it. Kinsey's used to it. She gets tired of it, of course, but she gets used to it. She's getting a lot better about sharing the ball, not taking it in against four people because they're going to collapse on her as soon as she gets into the lane and sharing a little bit. And we saw that tonight. Some other girls stepped up. Madison Beaver stepped up, scored a lot of points for us. And so that helped Kinsey out a little bit, took a little pressure off her shoulders.
Madison finished with 16. Still a great effort tonight from Kinsey with 13 points as well. And then you also mentioned that you did have to have some girls kind of step up. And I thought defensively you got a lot of help from a lot of different sources tonight.
Yeah, we got a lot of help on defense. I think we could have done a little bit of rebounding offensively and defensively rebounds. But defensively above the basket, we did great. We had played fantastic help defense. We knew where Kring was and where 13 was all the time, Laura Lundeen all the time. But you got to give credit to Laura Lundeen. She drives in there. She's not scared of anybody. So
now you'll take on a couple of teams that you know. You played Elm Creek a couple of times. You've obviously played Wilcox-Hildreth as well. What do you kind of see out here in this game where right now at halftime it is Elm Creek leading at 18-12?
I think these are pretty even matched teams. I think this is a lot like Axtell and us. They're even matched. They're kind of, running all over the place right now, trying to figure each other out. But Elm Creek is playing fantastic. They're getting a lot of rebounds. Jessica Harms is playing really good for Will Hill. I don't know. It could go either way here.
Well, and I'm not even going to ask you if you have a preference because there's no way you're going to answer that question. So I am smart enough to know that.
All right,
Chelsea,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Nice win. That's Chelsea Losey, the head girls basketball coach for Overton. They won it earlier today, 47-43. It's an 18-12 lead right now for Elm Creek over Wilcox Hildreth. We'll be back for the third quarter right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And welcome back here. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Just a reminder for you that on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, it is at halftime between Kearney Catholic and Centura, the C1 subdistrict over at Kearney High. And at last report, Kearney Catholic had the lead 32-20. Here, Elm Creek. Up by six, they've got the basketball to start the second half. They're working around the perimeter. There's Robbins. Robbins will give it off to Brown. Brown's going to drive, and she is fouled as she was putting up the layup. And so she's going to be shooting a couple of free throws. That reach is going to be called on Harms. And for Harms, that's just her first. Neither team really attacking the basket that much in the first half, and certainly nobody really committing any fouls. There were very few fouls called in that first half. As a result, very few free throws. So Brown's free throw here is up and good. She is a 62% free throw shooter. She shot 130 free throws so far this season, and she rattles this one in as well. So she gets to the line quite a bit. Wilcox Hildreth will inbound the ball. There's Earhart facing a little bit of pressure. Gets it to Poole. Poole's pass is deflected, I think. Nope. I think... Wojciechowski thought it was deflected because she got away from it, or at least didn't make the effort to get the ball that I thought was probably warranted in that situation. In any event, it's a Wilcox Hildreth turnover, and Elm Creek comes up with the basketball. They'll kick it at the elbow, and Deo's jumper, no good. A couple of Falcons fight for the rebound, and it's out of there by Jenkins. So Jenkins snags the rebound, and she'll get it off here for Harms. Harms gives it up ahead for Earhart. Earhart's across the timeline. Deo will pressure here a little bit, and Earhart has to kick it top of the circle, looking around his pool, and Wojciechowski gave it away, now gets it back. That was great hustle because it was a bad pass and nearly stolen away by Robbins, and Wojciechowski kept this possession going, and now Poole's got it. Poole working against Robbins. Now they'll push it into that corner. There's Earhart. Earhart enters it in, but falling down is Harms. Harms lost the ball, but right into the hands of Jenkins, and Jenkins hits the shot. Well, Wilcox Hildreth, I don't want to say they got away with something, but they got a fortunate bounce in there as they cut that lead down to six. Entry pass at the elbow for Robbins, and Wojciechowski is going to be called for the foul. That's going to be her third. And again, not a lot of fouls have been called on either team, and rightly so, but three of them have been issued to Alexandra Wojciechowski. Robbins tossing in on the baseline here for the Buffaloes. They get it at the free throw line for Sutherland. Sutherland kicks right side. That's Jonak. The three-pointer is good. So Jonak strikes in the three-pointer, and it's 23-14. Largest lead of the ball game. Driving here, and being fouled is Haley Beeson, and Beeson goes down hard. She was hit on the body as she was trying to go up. And again, just kind of trying to outrun everybody. And Corinne Jonak going to be called for the foul. That's just her first. So two free throws, kind of a rarity for either team going to the free throw line. But two free throws coming up here. And the free throw is up and good. So Beeson, only 2 of 7 on the season from the free throw line going in. And I mean only 2 of 7 because 7 free throws isn't very many. But this free throw here is no good. So she hits 1 of 2. Robbins had it, lost the ball, and it's going to be picked up loose at midcourt. The Falcons come up with a loose ball. They get it up ahead to Beeson. Beeson's going to kick left side. Harms jumper, no. And it's rebounded by Dale. It was short, and Dale came up with it. Brown helped bring it up court. Now Sutherland has it. Off of a screen, Dale will take it on the baseline. Jumper too strong. Rebound out of there by Earhart. Earhart trying to outrun everybody. She's being slowed down by Sutherland, so they'll set up a half-court offense. Here's Harms. Kicking left side. Back out for Poole. She'll fire a long two. Ball hits the ground. Picking it up is Robbins, and then Robbins has it tied up. It's going to be a held ball, and the possession now pointing to Wilcox-Hildreth. Wilcox-Hildreth had to use 2 of their 3 full timeouts in that first half to deal with the Elm Creek pressure. So we'll see if down the road that's a factor. They still have 3 timeouts left, but only 1 full. Earhart will inbound, and they'll get it off of a screen to Harms. Her jumper no good. And here comes Elm Creek on the run. Brown will lead the break after making the rebound. She'll kick it to the baseline. Here's Jonak for 3. Back of the iron, no good. And rebounded by Poole for Wilcox-Hildreth. They double-team her in the corner, but she's able to get it for Beeson. Beeson now will lead the break, but they're outnumbered are the Falcons. But they'll kick it out. Harms is open for 3. That's no good. And rebounded by Jonak. So Jonak pulls down the rebound. We'll give it to Ferguson. Here comes Elm Creek. 5:08 to go. Third quarter. They lead it 23-15. Dribbling is Sutherland. Gives it top of the circle. A little ball fake here for Dale. Dale's going to drive. And she'll lay it up with that right hand. It's in. So Dale will hit the shot. She's got 6 in the game. Nice drive there by Dale. Here comes Beeson in the offensive zone. She's going to take it on the baseline. Kick in the corner for Jenkins. They'll get it out. Long 2. Toes were on the line, and it is short for Jenkins. It goes out of bounds. It was there was an attempt to save it, but running out of real estate was Jessica Harms. And so she'll pick herself up, and we'll head back on defense. In here for Elm Creek is going to be Hannah Robbins and Sage Martin, and we got an Elm Creek timeout. Buffalo's calling timeout with 4:42 to go here in the third quarter. They lead it 25-15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
4:42 to go here, third quarter, 25-15. And Elm Creek up by 10. They've got the basketball here. They just called the timeout. So they got 3 timeouts left. Wilcox-Hildreth also with 3 left. Pass up ahead. They get it in the hands of Robbins, and Robbins had the pass kind of on her shoulder, kind of behind her, and by the time she made the catch and was able to bring it down for a dribble, she took 3 steps with it, and you only allowed 2. So she turned it over, but it's actually because of the pass. Earhart will inbound the ball for Emily Bergstrom. They're pressuring the ball over there. Bergstrom dribbles down the sideline. Pass is tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. Riley Jenkins could have maybe tracked it down in that corner, but if she does that, she's trapped in that corner. So she was smart enough to just let it go out of bounds. And so on the baseline, Earhart will toss in here for the Falcons. Wilcox-Hildreth, down by 10, needs to have something positive happen. And they're going to inbound it near midcourt to Riley Jenkins, who kicks it left side for Harms. And Harms hits the 3. I'd say that's something rather positive for Jessica Harms as she strokes in the 3-pointer. Makes it now 25-18. Right wing, Cassie Sutherland. And now we've got a foul. So across the arm after the miss is going to be whistled on Jessica Harms. That's going to be her second. After the miss, the tip by Sage Martin would not fall, but Martin was putting up that tip, so she was shooting, so she'll shoot two free throws. And the free throw here is a little bit short. So Martin, a sophomore, shoots 59% from the free throw line. So Martin, one more free throw coming up. And it is back the iron, no good. And it's Wilcox Hildreth that comes down with the rebound. It was snagged down there by Rachel Earhart. And cycling around with it is Beeson. Beeson will give it, and now they kick it back around the perimeter. Earhart. Earhart finds a seam, drives it through the lane, lays it off glass, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Sutherland. So here comes Elm Creek. Tate Muracek working the officials and patting them on the back as they go by. Ferguson works it back around. Nice drive on that top of the circle by Sage Martin. Shot won't fall. Rebound still being tipped around. It's going to go into the backcourt. Last touch by whom? It was last touched by Wilcox Hildreth. So Elm Creek will maintain the possession here. 3:34 to go, third quarter, 25-18. And again, Coach Muracek working the officials a little bit, mostly by just asking, are you sure? Are you sure that's where it's supposed to be? Sutherland will work it between the circles here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson's picked up man-to-man here by Haley Beeson. And Shelby Brown's pass knocked down by Beeson, coming up with it and keeping it alive is Ferguson. Ferguson's able to get it off here for Sutherland. And now back into the hands of Ferguson, who gets it in the lane. Brown has it stolen away. Nice play there by Riley Jenkins. So turnover on the Buffaloes. Here come the Falcons. The drive here by Harms. Kicks in the corner. Long jumper for Earhart. Short into the hands of Harms. Harms off glass. She missed the shot. And it's pulled out of there by Shelby Brown. Brown either blocked it or altered that shot and then pulled down the defensive rebound. Brown will slowly bring it up court, giving it for Sutherland, who gets it now left side for Robbins. Ball fake here for Brown. Brown's going to take it off glass. No good. And the rebound taken out. Pass on the right wing. With it is Earhart. Earhart kicks it back around the perimeter here for Beeson. The pass goes through the hands of Bergstrom. Bergstrom gives it off left side for Jenkins. Jenkins to Bergstrom. Top of the circle, that's Beeson. Beeson gets it at the elbow, and on the back door, they made a nice pass, but Wilcox Hildreth couldn't handle it, and they turned the ball over. It was saved there by Jenkins, but into the hands of Sutherland, so that'll be a turnover on Wilcox Hildreth, and Sutherland has it in the offensive zone. She'll give it off here for Deo. Deo's pass on the inside, going to be knocked out of bounds by Wilcox Hildreth. Kearney Catholic taking control of their matchup with Centura. They lead it 50-27 at the end of three quarters of play. So it appears that the top two teams in Class C1 will get together for the C1 Sub-District Championship. Not the state championship, but the C1 Sub-District Championship Thursday on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Ball inbounded to Ferguson. Ferguson then will flip it out here for Jonak. Back to Ferguson. It's knocked out of bounds, though, by Haley Beeson. And so at the end of the Elm Creek bench, the Buffaloes will inbound it. But not until Shelby Brown checks back into the ball game. And Brown, 7 points in the ball game, 6 for Deo, 5 for Sutherland. So real balanced scoring here for Elm Creek. They lead it 25-18. Tossing in is going to be Robbins. Robbins will give it off here for Jonak. Jonak trying to get it in for Brown, and Brown is pushed from behind by Cameron Preston, who checked in during that stoppage as well. And that's going to be her second. So Hannah Robbins to toss it in. And Robbins looking. Gets it top of the circle here for Deo. She'll fire a three. It's no good for Jonak. Jonak's able to rebound it in the corner. She throws it off the Falcons' leg and out of bounds. Poole came over there and double-teamed the ball with Bergstrom, and she threw it off of Poole's leg. So Robbins to toss it in the corner. And again, Bergstrom right in her grill as Robbins will toss it in on the baseline for Deo. Deo gets it inside for Brown. Brown shot no good, and snagging the rebound is going to be Corral for Wilcox-Hildreth. So Charlene corrals the ball here for Wilcox-Hildreth. Pun intended. Outlet pass is stolen away, though, by Hannah Robbins. Robbins brings in the offensive zone and will just get it up here for Sutherland. Sutherland gives it back to Robbins, a little give and go. They get it on the baseline, and Deo, who is running the baseline, made the catch, but she was out of bounds at the time. So that'll be another turnover. Both these two teams having difficulty holding on to the basketball. 21 turnovers for Wilcox-Hildreth, 20 for Elm Creek. And down the sideline is going to be Beeson. Beeson takes it all the way to the baseline, kneels on the basketball, is able to pass it out, but the shot by Bergstrom is blocked, and it goes out of bounds. It was blocked initially by Deo, and it went off one of the Falcons after the block. And so in the final minute of the third quarter, Elm Creek leading at 25-18 will inbound the basketball. Brown will just toss it in here for Jonak, for Robbins. Robbins gives it left side for Sutherland. Sutherland will finally start dribbling. She takes it down that sideline. And I think they might milk the clock a little bit. They're not really taking the air out of it, though. Does Dale's going to drive? Dale takes it all the way in and scores. They just kind of cleared out for Mackenzie Deo, and she took it from outside the three-point lane all the way off glass. And it's now 27-18, 32 seconds left. Driving here is Beeson. Beeson kicks it down on the baseline. Back out, shot is going to be blocked by Deo. Loose ball is picked up. Shot no good here for Corral. And then we got a foul on the rebound as that rimmed out. And the foul is going to be on Elm Creek. And shooting two here is going to be Cameron Preston. So Preston, the sophomore, will shoot two after Jonak is called for the foul. So Preston bends the knees, fires the free throw, hits the front of the rim, rolls around, and is no good. And so Preston, a 52% free throw shooter, gets the basketball back in her hands, trailing it 27-18 with 22 seconds to go in the third. Wilcox-Hildreth could use the points, but they're not going to get it here as it's short, and Jonak pulls down the rebound. 19 seconds left, ball deflected, but picking it up here is going to be Brown. Brown on the dribble will pass it across court to Sutherland. Sutherland gives it right side for Deo. Deo kicks in the corner for Jonak. 7 seconds left. Pass off the mark. Picking it up, though, is Deo. Deo looking for a cutter. Gets it off. The shot at the buzzer is no good by Shelby Ferguson. And I didn't know if Ferguson was going to get that shot off in time, but Deo found her just at the nick of time, but it would not fall. So that'll do it for three quarters of action. 27-18. 9-point lead here for Elm Creek as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
27-18, 9 minutes away is Elm Creek for a rematch with Overton. The two finalists in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament might very well be getting back together here in the sub-district game. And we have a little spillage on the far side over there. And I think they're going to mop that up because it's awfully close to where players would be in action. And you certainly don't want anybody to get hurt because somebody spilled their water on that far side. Last report, Kearney Catholic in pretty good shape against Centura, 50-27. So the Centurions will get swept in the season series. They'll go 0-3 against Kearney Catholic. And the two top teams, both undefeated in Class C1, will play for the sub-district final, and the loser virtually guaranteed a wild card. The winner was already pretty much guaranteed a wild card as well. And he'd also be one win away from the district title. So Jonak will pass it off on the right wing here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson in the lane is pushed. And I think that's on Wojciechowski, correct? And that'll be her fourth?
Right.
So not a lot of fouls been called really against either team. Wojciechowski might foul out of the ballgame. Inbounded here for Ferguson. Ferguson could have shot it off that inbounds, but they're going to work the clock a little bit. You know, it's a nine-point ball game, and if we were in the 60s, that wouldn't feel like much. But right now, that feels like a lot of points when Wilcox-Hildreth has only scored 18 points in the first three quarters. Pass is skipped. Jonak comes up with it, though, top of the circle. And Riley Jenkins will pressure her. I'll give it off here on the right side for Ferguson. Backdoor cut. Ferguson's going to drive, take it off glass. No good. Nice give and go. Wouldn't fall, though. And Jessica Harms comes up with a rebound. She'll hand it off here for Emily Poole. A couple of buckets here changes this entire basketball game, though. Right side, that's Earhart. And they'll work it around the perimeter. That's Poole. Poole's pass is going to be deflected by Dale, out of bounds. And again, you know, it's a three-possession game. However, it just feels like 9 points is an insurmountable lead when you've only scored 18.
So basically you got to get half your output that you did in three quarters in one quarter.
Yeah, but you know they've had games in the 60s. They can do it. Dribbling here is Earhart, kicking left side for Poole, and Poole hits a three.
That's how you do it.
27-20, 7 point. Well, they say they had a foot on the line. That's just a two. Had her foot on the line, so it's 27-20. And on that right side, a little ball fake here for Deo. Deo jumper, a little bit strong, no good. Rebounding the ball is going to be Wojciechowski, and Wojciechowski gives it off for Earhart. Earhart in the offensive zone. Defense is there. She shoots over the top of a triple team, and she'll float it up and in. Well, how do you do? A quick 4-0 run here for Wilcox-Hildreth, and it's a five-point ball game, 27-22, 6:15 to go. Right on cue, we said they can make a game of it with a couple of buckets, and they've done it. Dale has the ball tied up here with Earhart. It's good. Do you have a foul? Yeah, they're both going to get together. Say it's a foul, jump ball. And it is going to be alternating possession, and Elm Creek will maintain possession here.
Wilcox will have this one.
Oh, they had the arrow wrong down low, but now they get it all straightened out.
That's a 50-50 call right there. Could have gone either way.
Well, Earhart will bring it across the timeline. Gets it up ahead here for Poole. And Poole now will let... That traffic clear. They've scored 4 points in the last minute, and it took them 24 minutes to score 18. Entry pass down low. That's going to be tied up. That one was not a 50-50 call. Harms had it, but she was trying to catch it one-handed, and then tying up the ball with her is Shelby Brown. Brown now will inbound it as the possession arrow was pointing to Elm Creek. And though the Buffaloes got the basketball, Ferguson will give it to Sutherland. Sutherland's pass can be stolen away. With the steal is Jenkins. Jenkins passes it around. Off glass, shot by Poole, no good. Offensive rebound, nope, coming out of there with it is going to be Ferguson. Ferguson rolls it up ahead to Brown. Brown is going to outlet it here for Sutherland. And Elm Creek has numbers, but they're going to slow it down. They'll get it out here for Ferguson. Ferguson on the right side for Sage Martin. Martin looks to the inside, gives it between the circles for Ferguson. Ferguson gives it left side here for Robbins. Robbins back out for Ferguson. A little jump pass right side, Brown. Brown takes it down that sideline, kicks it out to the elbow to Robbins. Robbins gives it left side. That's a tough jumper by Martin. It's a little bit strong. Offensive rebound now dumped inside. Shot off glass, no good for Ferguson. It was rebounded momentarily there by Martin, who made the extra pass, and now the Falcons have the basketball. A trail three, a little bit strong there for Harms, and coming out the rebound and slowing it down is going to be Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson is across the timeline. A trail three-pointer here by Sutherland. In and out, no good. It rolled around, And coming up with it is Harms. Harms down by five. We'll bring it across the timeline with 4:28 to go. Harms now will kick it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer by Poole. No good. And the rebound. We got a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be a push right here. 4:20 to go in the basketball game, 27-22. The foul is on Elm Creek. And the push is going to be called on Shelby Ferguson. Oh, check it. Not Shelby Ferguson, but Shelby Brown. It's number 11, not 21. Inbounded. Open for the jumper is Beeson. Shot no good. And getting the rebound is going to be Ferguson. She had a nice look at it. Couldn't come up with it. Sutherland in the offensive zone. Gives it for Martin. Martin on the baseline. Ball knocked loose. Nothing but black jerseys there. But they lose the basketball. And we've got a timeout. Loose ball is picked up by Shelby Ferguson. And Mike Ford wants to kind of settle things down a little bit. Timeout Elm Creek with 4:04 to go in the basketball game. They lead at 27-22. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic. We've got 4:04 to go here, fourth quarter, 27-22. Four straight points here for Wilcox Hildreth. And they've done a nice job of kind of knocking the ball loose. Elm Creek kind of felt like maybe they were on the cusp of turning the ball over again. So Mike Ford calls the timeout. He has two full timeouts left. Wilcox Hildreth has three timeouts left, including one full. And it is inbounded here for Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson in a little trouble, but she's able to get it to Brown. And Brown trying to look for that cutter. They got on the baseline, and then they were cutting through the lane. And a nice job of diagnosing it there by Haley Beeson, who knocks the ball out of bounds. But Elm Creek will inbound on the baseline. Sutherland to toss it in. They're looking for Brown, but they'll get it out to Deo. Deo will pull up from 15 feet. Jumper no good. Ball's on the ground and rolled out to the Falcons. Coming up with the basketball is going to be Earhart. Earhart got it rolled to her by Harms, and now they'll kick it out. Three-pointer no good for Jenkins, and coming out with a rebound is going to be Ferguson. And we got a double dribble. Ferguson had it, ripped it out of there, but she used up a dribble to get the ball in the first place, and then when she started to dribble, it was a double dribble. So it'll be a turnover, and Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball. Beeson looking on the inside. They get it to Earhart. Earhart on the dribble. Gives it off here for Beeson. Beeson crosses over. Will kick left side. Pass tip. Stolen away, but falling down is going to be Ferguson, and it's going to be a push. Ferguson was able to come up with the ball, and then the ball was a little bit loose, and trying to come up with it was Wilcox Hildreth, and they commit the foul with the push. So six fouls here have been whistled on Wilcox Hildreth. And the first personal foul on Rachel Earhart. Shelby Brown to inbound for the Buffaloes. And Elm Creek gets it to Sutherland. Sutherland off of a screen brings it across the timeline. Still has that dribble going with 3:10 to go. Pass right side nearly stolen away, but coming up with it is Deo. Deo will penetrate, kick it out. Around the perimeter we go. Jonak on that left side. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded by Poole. And here comes Wilcox Hildreth. Poole in the offensive zone. Picks it up, kicks it right wing here for Earhart. Earhart could have shot a three, but instead we'll give it off for Beeson, and they'll set up the half-court offense. Beeson on the dribble and took an extra step. Kind of awkward with the jump stop. When she came that jump stop and then her forward momentum drug her forward, and Wilcox Hildreth turns the ball over. 27-22, 2:46 to go. Elm Creek has led throughout this game. I don't think Wilcox Hildreth has ever had a lead. Dribbling, left wing, going to be Sutherland. She's across the timeline. Brown's got it now. Brown now will give it to Shelby Ferguson. Ferguson getting a little motion here from Jonak. Closely guarded by Poole, and the pass outletted, stolen away, layup, up, and good. Laying it in is Beeson after making the steal, and a timeout for the Falcons. They've cut the lead to 27-24, 2:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout, Falcons. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back after this.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back here at Kearney Catholic, what was once a 10-point lead has been whittled down to 3. In fact, it was 27-18, so since then a 6-0 run here has really changed the complexion of this game.
Right when we tried to bury them, Randy, we gave them a little bit of hope and they took it. And they're going to try and get a turnover here on the inbound.
And Elm Creek has not scored very much at all in this quarter. Ball knocked loose, but Shelby Brown is able to come up with it. And she's going to calm things down a little bit. She gives it to Ferguson. They cycle through. Ferguson closely guarded. Throws it near midcourt to Sutherland. Sutherland is on the bounce here. And Elm Creek has not scored in this quarter yet. It's been 6 minutes in the quarter. They trailed. They had the lead 27-18. And the only team that scored so far has been Wilcox Hildreth. They hand it off here to Deo. Deo stops at the elbow. Nice backdoor cut. Shot short for Ferguson. And it's going to be a hell ball on the rebound. Coming down with it is Wilcox Hildreth as the possession arrow is pointing in their direction. Coming down with the ball was Harms. And then Harms was tied up with Deo. And Kearney Catholic has advanced to the sub-district final against Minden on Thursday, 60-40 over Centura. So a 20-point win for the Stars. Here we've got a 3-point ball game. Falcons inbounding. They're down by 3. Beeson dribbles down that far sideline. And a double team loses the basketball, and Shelby Brown comes up with it. Just what you couldn't have happen is the turnover. Pass up ahead here for Robbins. Robbins stops so she won't be double-teamed. Kicks it back out for Brown, who will give it off for Sutherland. To Jonak on the left side, there's Robbins. Robbins gives it on the baseline, and Shelby Brown is fouled. And Shelby Brown is going to be heading to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. She got on that baseline, fouled immediately. They went for the steal and then got her with the body. And so Brown, a 62% free throw shooter, will be shooting the front end of a 1-1. The foul on Jenkins is just her first.
I think that's a good foul, though, Randy, because she had gotten the baseline, so it should have been an easy two if she got around. So good foul there by Wilcox, making her earn it from the line.
And again, if you can't get the steal, send him to the free throw line is probably the next best thing here to extend the game. Free throw up and good for Brown. That's the first point of the fourth quarter.
Makes it a two-possession game, too.
So it's 28-24, minute 20 to go. Second free throw for Brown. As we said, a 62% free throw shooter, but nothing but money here. She makes both free throws, didn't even touch any iron. Earhart has the dribble, facing some pressure, does not look comfortable with the ball. She's working against Robbins, and Robbins has it knocked away. Coming up with the steal is going to be Dale. Dale lost the ball. Loose ball picked up, and a timeout for Elm Creek. They're having trouble with it. Shelby Brown was on it, on her knees, flipping it up, and a timeout called for Elm Creek. Buffaloes call timeout with a minute 4 to go. They lead at 29-25. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Well, quick game reset. The possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. The scoreboard as well. They lead at 29-24, the minute 4 to go. Elm Creek has one timeout left. Wilcox Hildreth has two. And seven fouls have been whistled against Wilcox-Hildreth, so that means Elm Creek is in the bonus. And Elm Creek has three fouls to give. They've only committed three team fouls here in the second half, so they can milk the clock a little bit by committing some fouls. Ball inbounded here for Hannah Robbins. Kind of a dangerous spot there, but she's able to get it back out for Sutherland. Sutherland gives it to Ferguson, and Ferguson is going to be held. And so it will be Ferguson who will shoot the free throws here. And Ferguson has not been to the free throw line a whole lot this season. 9 of 19 from the free throw line, so she's 47% from the line. And she'll have the front end of a 1-and-1 here as it gets very quiet at Kearney Catholic. The free throw is up and good. That's a big free throw. And Elm Creek, 5 of 8 as a team from the free throw line, whereas Wilcox-Hildreth is 1 of 7. That's one of the differences in the game. Second free throw by Ferguson is on the way, and good. They've hit four straight free throws here in the fourth quarter. That's all the points they've scored in the quarter. Bergstrom across the timeline. We'll kick it between the circles here for Beeson. Beeson, 48 seconds left, gives it left side for Harms. Harms pass knocked away and stolen out there by Robbins. Robbins gives it out for Dale. Ball is loose. Last touch by the Falcons. And so Elm Creek up by 7 with 40 seconds to go, and we're back where we were before. In terms of it just feeling like there's a pretty big gap here. Sutherland will work it up ahead. Now slowing it down is going to be Deo. Deo to Sutherland. Sutherland working to get some pressure here by Beeson. They're going to have to commit a foul or something. Shelby Brown has it. There's only 25 seconds left. And a little reach foul and a smile, all in the same motion, by Rachel Earhart. And it will send Shelby Brown to the line. It would appear to me that maybe Wilcox-Hildreth is conceding the point here. Brown will be at the free throw line. And again, they're down by three possessions. That will still be the case after these free throws by Shelby Brown. The free throw, no good. And it goes off of the shoe tops of Deo and out of bounds. 23 seconds to go, and the Falcons will inbound the ball. They get it in the hands of Beeson. Beeson still dribbling. She is well behind the three-point arc. Throws it down the sideline. On the run here is going to be Jenkins. Jenkins heading to the line, and she was fouled. She put up the shot on that baseline. And that's on Deo. That's her first. And with 13.1 to go, a couple of free throws that are up and good here for Riley Jenkins. Riley Jenkins will have one more coming up, and this one is good. So she makes both free throws. She's a 58% free throw shooter. Now the pass up ahead, and we've got a whistle, a push called on the outlet pass with 8.9 to go. It's a 5-point ball game. And the foul on Earhart's her third, but that's 10 as a team against Wilcox-Hildreth. So Deo, when she steps the line, will be shooting two. And Mackenzie Deo, only a 39% free throw shooter, but she makes the free throw here. Well, he'll come as a freshman. She still scores a fair number of points, though, about 8.5 points per ball game, despite the fact that free throw shooting not her strength. She makes one out of two, and it's rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins gives it on that far sideline. On the run here is Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks it out. Shot's going to be blocked by Brown, the three-pointer, and that's going to be it for the ball game. Your final score, 32-26, a 6-point win here for Elm Creek. And next up, they'll be taking on Overton in a rematch of the Fort Kearney Conference Finals for the Sub-District Championship. Once again, 32-26. Nice win here for Elm Creek. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Miss Go Sports postgame show coming up right after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic as we're wrapping up coverage of the D19 Girls Sub-District Semifinals. It'll be Overton taking on Elm Creek in the sub-district championship. Our final, it's Elm Creek 32, Wilcox Hildreth 26. And this is the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ord storefront location today and see them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, you can get your game on now at MISCO's. MISCO's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And again, it took a long time before Elm Creek scored any points in that fourth quarter, and when they did so, it was from the free throw line, but they were able to hold off a pretty good charge here for Wilcox Hildreth, but Wilcox Hildreth didn't get some shots to fall down the stretch, and Elm Creek wins this one 32-26, and for Elm Creek, they held Wilcox Hildreth to the lowest point production total of the season, and Wilcox Hildreth will end the season losing three straight. They lost to Pleasanton, Overton, and now Elm Creek to wrap up the season. Once again, our final, it's 32-26. And here to take a look at some of the numbers is Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Randy. Elm Creek won at 32-26. If you look at the field goal numbers, both teams actually fairly equal. Both teams made 11 field goals. Better shooting percentage went to Elm Creek, 11 of 42, while Wilcox Hildreth was 11 of 48. Two-point field goals, Wilcox Hildreth actually got an extra bucket there, 10 of 39. Elm Creek was 9 of 34. Three-point field goals, Elm Creek did get an extra one, 2 of 8. Wilcox Hildreth was 1 of 9 where the game was won. Elm Creek, 8 of 13 from the line. They shot pretty well from when they got their free throws. Wilcox Hildreth was just 3 of 9. They both had good rebounding numbers. Elm Creek out-rebounded them 28-21, however. And turning the ball over was a story for both teams, so it didn't really negatively affect one team more than the other. 28 for Wilcox Hildreth and 24 for the Buffaloes. If we look at the Lady Buffs and their individual numbers, they were led in scoring tonight by Shelby Brown. She had 9, as well as Mackenzie Dale. So a couple of 9-point scorers there for the Lady Buffs. Cassie Sutherland, with 5. Shelby Ferguson with 4. Carney Jornak with 3. And Hannah Robbins got 1 via the free throw line. Rebounding numbers, Shelby Ferguson with 8. Cassie Sutherland with 6. Shelby Brown with 5. 3 apiece for Mackenzie Dale and Hannah Robbins, and 1 for Kareen Jornak for the Lady Buffs. And the Wilcox Hildreth girls, individually, they were led in scoring by Jessica Harm. She had 11 double-digit numbers for her. Riley Jenkins poured in 6, Haley Beeson with 3, Rachel Earhart with 2, Alejandro Wojciechowski with 2, and Carmen Preston with 2. Rebounding numbers for the Lady Falcons. They were led by Jessica Harms with 5, Rachel Earhart with 4, Riley Jenkins with 3, 2 apiece for Wojciechowski and Poole, and 1 apiece for Beeson, Preston, and Charlene Corral.
So, again, just not enough points here for Wilcox. So, the both teams had their opportunities. If they would have taken better care of the basketball, Wilcox could have won it. Elm Creek probably could have won this one more comfortably. But, you know, again, it's just kind of gritty playoff-level basketball as the defense has really kind of showed up here and really kind of took both teams out of their offense. And Elm Creek is able to win this one 32-26.
Well, if you look at just the shooting numbers, you would have thought it would have been a close game, and it was a low-scoring game. The shooting numbers weren't that great, but they were equal field goal percentage-wise. The difference in the game was just free throws. Elm Creek went on a complete scoring lull there to start the quarter. Wilcox Eldridge, when we gave them a chance to come back in the game, they started to do so. Then they had two very, very costly turnovers late in that fourth quarter. And then when they had to send Elm Creek to the line, Elm Creek get their free throws and pulled away just at the end with a six-point victory, 32-26, to advance to Thursday night to take on Overton.
Yeah, and again, they were down by nine, and it really felt like that was a huge gap. They cut it down to three, and then that's when the turnovers came. And, you know, once that lead got out to about 7-8 points again, you just, again, felt like maybe Wilcox-Eldridge wasn't going to have enough offensive fire punch to come back in this one. And that really was the case. Again, they were held to their lowest point total of the season, and they end the season with three straight losses. And again, they just kind of went offensively, you know, down and down in their last four games. They went from scoring 54 to 44 to 37, and now they finished with 26 points here tonight as they fall to Elm Creek, a final of 32-26. So next up for them, for Elm Creek, will be a date with Overton on Thursday at 7 o'clock. And again, that game will be right here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Once again, our final, it is a win here for Elm Creek, a final of 32-26. We're going
to
take a...
Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back here. Let's get you kind of set up on what we're going to have for you Thursday on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. The game that a lot of people have been kind of pointing towards since the season began in girls basketball, when Minden and Kearney Catholic are finally going to get together, both of them undefeated. Kearney Catholic 24-0, Minden 23-0. Minden number one in the state in terms of wild card points and also in terms of the overall state rating as well. So the Whippets and the Stars getting together. A lot of people think Minden might be one of the best girls basketball teams in Class C1 in quite some time. They'll certainly have that chance to prove it at Kearney High Thursday at 7:30. And again, that game will be on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here at 7 o'clock on Thursday, it'll be top-seeded Overton taking on third-seeded Elm Creek as the Buffaloes pick up a tough 26-32 win over the Wilcox-Hildreth Lady Falcons. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Elm Creek head coach Mike Ford. And first of all, Coach, congratulations. Nice win.
Hey, thank you very much, Randy.
That was tough. I mean, that was a physical grind them out, kind of that kind of game that you get in sub-district, district, and state play.
No, it was a great game, and if I could have refs like that that let kids play and let some pushing going on, I'll take it every time. It plays to our strength, and it certainly did tonight.
And again, just a lot of battling going on in there. I mean, it really was a tough kind of grind them out game, and Wilcox-Hildreth made that nice run at you, and you guys were up to the task.
Yeah, it came down to our defense continuing to have to step up and make stops. We just couldn't get much to fall on the offensive end, and to their credit, they played great man-to-man defense, and we just didn't have a lot of open looks, so we were having to create a lot of stuff off the dribble and pitch, but it still came down to defense, and holding them to 26 points is a great defensive effort.
Well, and again, Sutherland finished with 6 rebounds. You get 5 rebounds from Shelby Brown. Dale throws in another 3. I mean, it's just kind of all hands on deck when it comes to picking up the rebounds.
Well, and Shelby Ferguson, she comes off the bench for me, and she just finds absolutely every single loose ball on the floor, and she's a 5'2" or 5'3" kid. She plays like she's 5'10" sometimes, so. But it's those possessions that you can maybe get another shot or come down and get a stop that you have to find to win games like this.
Yeah, and again, you guys were always kind of able to kind of answer the bell here a little bit. Now we can kind of turn our attention to a team that you're very, very familiar with Overton, obviously the regular season, you know, the conference championship game, all that. Talk a little bit about what you're going to face. You guys, this is the rubber match.
Yeah.
And this one is the one that will send somebody home.
They're a great team, and watching them play tonight, their role players continue to step up. And Kenzie Enix, I mean, she's a great player and just continues to play great. It's going to come down to how well we can hold those great scorers down and come up with stops. But different than in this game, we have to have a complement of some points on the offensive end to come away with a win with that.
And again, 32 points. 32 probably won't do it against Overton.
No, it's going to be an upper 40s, maybe mid 50s, and it might be 60s. But we know that they're a great offensive team. They do a nice job defensively with the different looks that they get throw at you. But we are going to have to score a bunch more points to make it competitive on Thursday.
And generally, if you're going to make it to state, you have to win kind of the grinder games like this one, and also maybe win a shootout, which might very well be Thursday.
Absolutely. It's like I said, it's going to come down to how well we can find shots offensively, but stopping Beavers and stopping Enix is going to be a challenge, and they have other, you know, fit Addie Fisher and Jewett. They have some role players that knock down shots when you let them alone in a corner.
So, well, tomorrow you'll have a lot to talk about with your girls, and we'll see you Thursday.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it. Nice job tonight. Mike Ford, the head of the girls basketball coach for Elm Creek. The Lady Buffaloes will be taking on Overton for the sub-district title. The winner will win 2 out of 3 against their conference rival on the season.